Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's have dessert first.
Tarts, pies, custards, cake. Welcome to Baker's Dozen.
And it's time for a new class of mystery.
Without Simon, you get to be valedictorian.
You're accusing me now.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, October 7th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Netflix is coming to the aid of the real-life person whose phone number is featured on the massively popular Korean series Squid Game. An individual with knowledge of the situation confirms to EW that the streaming company will edit out the scenes that include the phone number, which has led to the individual who owns that number receiving a deluge of prank calls and text messages. Hallmark is getting a little desperate this holiday season. A new movie from the channel will feature a mini reunion for a key couple from Desperate Housewives. James Denton and Terry Hatcher will headline A Kiss Before Christmas, premiering later this season. In the Yuletide movie, Denton plays a real estate development executive, a married father with two teenagers. After losing a promotion on Christmas Eve, he decides that nice guys really do finish last and wishes that his life had gone differently. With the help of some Christmas magic, he wakes up the next morning to discover that he's CEO of his company. The problem? He's no longer with his wife, played by Hatcher, and doesn't have two teens. Speaking of holiday programming, Netflix announced its 2021 slate, including 11 movies and season 4 of the Great British Baking Show Holidays. As for those movies, they include the third and final installment of the Princess Switch series, starring multiple Vanessa Hudgens, and the streamer's first gay Christmas movie with Single All the Way, whose cast includes Michael Urie and Jennifer Coolidge. Check out the full list of movies at EW.com. And some really sad news to report. Young aspiring chef Fuller Goldsmith, who won his Chop Junior tournament and was a competitor on Top Chef Junior, has died from his latest bout with cancer. He was 17. First diagnosed with leukemia when he was just 3 years old, Goldsmith revealed on social media in February that the cancer had returned for the fifth time. In April 2018, EW surprised Goldsmith at the Stagecoach Music Festival, where he got to meet his idol, Food Network star Guy Fieri. Fieri invited him into his mobile kitchen to cook a bit, but not before having a long chat with Fuller, who got to share that watching Guy on Food Network helped him get through his long stays in the hospital. Here's a bit of their conversation.
Yeah, it was pretty much therapy. I watched Garden Shoppings and Dives, Guy's Big Bite in the morning.
And this is the first time we're meeting. You've been watching this and going through. This is the first time we meet?
We got to talk to somebody. This is ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you this. This is true.
All funny games aside, what you've already accomplished in your life is amazing. And the example that you're setting for other kids is amazing. Well, the example you're setting for adults, you don't give up. You're already a winner, so you have that confidence going into it. Then you do another competition. Did you win Top Chef?
No, I had to go home because I was getting sick.
Okay. But the fact of the matter is you were there. If that's how you live your life and that's the example you set for other people and all the kids watching this right now and all the people getting a chance to see this, listen, there's no, it's not for free. It's not everybody gets the opportunity. You got to fight for the opportunity. When you do get that opportunity, you got to play hard. You got to work hard. You got to dig deep. And look at you now.
Some really inspiring words there that Fuller took to heart. You can see that full video at EW.com, which, of course, is where you can find other news, reviews, interviews, and much more.
Number three.
Our number three pick today is HBO Max's 15 Minutes of Shame, which is not a spin-off series about Hannah Waddingham's Game of Thrones character. This documentary, executive produced by Monica Lewinsky, is a timely look into the world of public shaming, focusing on individuals across the U.S. who've been publicly shamed or cyber-harassed. Along the way, it explores so-called cancel culture, social media, psychology, and more, delving deeply into one of the defining issues of modern life. Here's a preview.
Imagine waking up with the whole world talking about you.
Everything was just lit up.
Because your mistake, your secret, has now been made public. Trust me, I know a little something about this. I was patient zero of having a reputation destroyed because of the internet. And I would not be the last. Our culture is drowning in something, and we decided to understand why.
I think we see public shaming being used for good all the time, like a boycott having a positive result.
There's something about social media. You can get a flash mob of outrage in seconds.
I just call it consequence culture. I'm sorry, but maybe you shouldn't have grabbed her ass.
Well, clearly, there is a lot to unpack here, and Lewinsky might be the perfect person to do it. You can stream 15 Minutes of Shame on HBO Max right now.
Number two.
Watch out, our next pick is just coming out of the oven. Number two today is Hulu's Baker's Dozen, a new, you guessed it, competitive baking show hosted by sister-sister star Tamara Mowry Housley and former White House pastry chef Bill Yassis. The show features a blend of passionate amateur bakers and seasoned professionals going head-to-head in weekly challenges, from oversized sugar cookies to macaron towers to works of candy art. So, which of the 13, that's a baker's dozen BT-dubs, has what it takes to create the next viral baking sensation, win the golden rolling pin, and take home the cash prize? Here's a preview.
I'm Tamara Mowry Housley, avid home baker.
I'm Bill Yassis, former White House executive pastry chef.
Show off. We've gathered 13 of the most amazing bakers.
Boom.
Experienced professionals.
I went to Le Cordon Bleu.
I went to pastry school out in Tustin.
Or talented home bakers.
I got started in baking during Corona.
I'm a molecular biologist.
5 years ago, I was almost homeless. I taught myself how to make chocolates, and people said, you're not gonna make it. I'm all, watch me.
Oh my goodness, I have chills.
I have goosebumps.
We wanna find the best baker out there. Can an avid home baker go up against a professionally trained baker and win it all?
Knowing the experience of some of these people, it's a little intimidating.
That's really good.
It's just a cookie.
That's my line.
13 bakers plus 3 rounds of competition per episode equals a whole lot of delicious treats that you'll want to grab right off the screen. And the two hosts make an equally delicious, if unequally experienced pair. Mowry Housley recently spoke to EW's Ruth Kinnane about working with former presidential baker Yassis.
We had organic chemistry from the moment I met him. You know, because we didn't audition together, so there's always that risk, you know, chemistry. And it was instantly a match made in heaven, I would say, because I was naturally intrigued. He is such a wonderful teacher, and obviously his work, his experience is, just amazing. So every day I felt honored. I felt honored to have been chosen, and I felt honored to go to work. And not only that, it was such a beautiful treat because not only did I get to host, but I also got to judge.
Wow, no need to rub it in that you got to sample all those desserts. You can devour all 8 episodes of Baker's Dozen on Hulu now. It's trivia time. Masked Singer fans may remember Tamara Mowry Housley as a contestant from season 5. But which character did she compete as? The crab, the seashell, or the orca? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Armchair expert co-host Monica Padman is moving out of the armchair and into the kitchen to host Taste Made's new series, Tiny Kitchen Cook-Off, in which celebrity guests dish to Padman while attempting to recreate tiny recipes. Padman also recently took a tiny moment to answer the question, whatcha watching?
I'm currently watching a few things that I am loving. First is Only Murders in the Building, because anytime I get to access the pure magic that is Steve Martin and Martin Short, I consider myself very lucky. It's really fun and quirky, but also deeply funny and has a great plot that keeps moving and keeps you really invested. I also just started the second season of The Morning Show, and I love how they tackle the layered complications and hard dynamics of the workplace. I really appreciate it because it's a hard subject to approach, and I think they do it really, really well. I also just finished the Untold documentary series on Netflix. It's awesome. It focuses on delving deeper into sports stories we may have heard of, but don't know the full depth of what actually occurred. It's 5 volumes, and each story is totally immersive and fascinating. I'm not super into sports, but these stories are really more about humanity, and it is so well done. Plus, it's by the documentarians who did Wild Wild Country, which is one of my all-time favorites.
And Untold is an official What to Watch pick, too. As Padman said, you can stream that docuseries on Netflix, and you can find Only Murders in the Building on Hulu and The Morning Show on Apple TV+.
Number 1.
And now, we'll tell you the truth about our number one pick. It's the new Peacock series, One of Us is Lying. Based on Karen M. McManus's best-selling novel, the mystery drama begins with 5 high schoolers walking into detention and only 4 walking out alive after gossip blogging student Simon dies of an allergic reaction. Soon, Simon's 4 detention mates are suspects in his death, all of whom are hiding potentially ruinous secrets that could have been exposed on Simon's blog. So, which is the one of us who's lying? Or is it more than just one? Well, you'll have to watch to find out, of course, but here's a preview.
Your obsession with other people's lives is pathetic.
Nobody at the school would get called out for anything if it weren't for me.
Simon?
Jesus, he's allergic.
I don't think he's breathing.
You want to help?
As we go.
Detective Wheeler has a couple questions.
Wasn't it an accident?
They think one of us did it.
Without Simon, you get to be valedictorian.
You're accusing me now.
I know that.
I don't know you. We need to work together now.
And why should we trust you?
The Breakfast Club meets a murder mystery? We are here for it. Of course, this series might call to mind another high school set murder mystery. Showrunner Dario Madrona also co-created Netflix's fan favorite teen drama, Elite. Madrona recently spoke to EW about what sets One of Us is Lying apart from his previous series.
On the surface, they kind of feel similar. You know, there's a murder, there's high school, there's like teenage kids. But if you dig a little bit deeper, they're kind of different in tone. You know, the structure in Elite allowed us to, because we had the flash forward structure, like the terrible things hadn't happened yet in the present of the story. So people were more worried about hooking up with each other, having sex and having fun. And like, you know, the little everyday dramas. While in the present of the story here in One of Us is Lying, they are murder suspects. They have to get out of this really sticky situation. So the stakes feel higher throughout the show. I would also say that Elite is a show about, you know, a lot of different themes. But to me, what makes One of Us is Lying different from all the murder mysteries, teenage murder mysteries, is the fact that this is also a story about friendship and about 4 strangers that wouldn't normally give each other the time of the day, that they're not friends, finding themselves, finding each other in this, during this ordeal, and actually becoming friends.
Well, the first 3 episodes of One of Us is Lying are streaming on Peacock now. Finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which character did Tamara Mowry-Housley compete as on The Masked Singer Season 5? The Crab, The Seashell, or The Orca? Maybe you remember this one subconsciously? The answer is The Seashell. As Myra Housley told EW after her elimination, quote, Seashell is very sophisticated. She's elegant, she's cute, she's sassy, and I feel like that was a representation of who I am. Well, that is gonna do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.